So let's review. The Mishnah had mentioned that one of the items that was performed on the 15th of Adar was Tzarchi Rabim. The Gemara clarified what exactly was done by the Beis Din staffers. The Gemara lists Danim Dinim Mamonis, V'din Nefashis, V'din Makis. Open monetary cases, capital cases, and cases of infractions, which carry the punishment of Malkis, were all brought to closure so as to fulfill Tichla Hashanah V'Einshah, to be able to usher in the new year at Rosh Chodesh Nisan without any open judicial matters. In addition, Poidin Erechin V'Charamim V'Hekdeshis, all pledges and monies due to the Beis HaMikdash were collected, as well as any open Beis Din matters that needed to be dealt with, such as the burning of a paraduma, purifying a mitzvah, putting a seita through the process of drinking the special waters, and others. All these processes, regularly handled by the Beis Din, were expedited before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Umefarken es minol me'al gabi hamayim, ve'in machzir naisa. The covers of the water wells, which specifically served the oile regal, were removed and not replaced until the end of the summer. The Gemara asked on the concept of marking graves that was brought in the Mishnah. Uminayin letzin, from where do we learn out that a grave needs to be marked? The Gemara quoted a pasuk, v'tami tami yikra. This pasuk is speaking about a mitzayra who is required to publicize his tumah so that people can distance themselves from his tumah. From here the Gemara learned, kadesh tehei tumah karalach b'fiyo v'ymeres l'cho praish, that the specific tumah itself should call out to others to separate themselves from the impurity. Rav Eli b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman brought a different pasuk as the source for marking tumah, namely the pasuk in Yecheskel, v'avru ha'ivrim be'aretz v'ra'a etzem adam uvana etz leitzien. While on the topic, the Gemara added that marking a grave is specifically if there are bones buried there. If there is only flesh, one need not mark the grave as the flesh will soon disintegrate. The Gemara asked, but until the flesh does disintegrate, is it not possible that people could be nichshol by walking over it? The Gemara answers, mutav sheyiskalkul by l'shah, val yiskalkul by l'olam. The potential kilkul of someone who passes over this area before the flesh disintegrates is preferred over having a marker on this grave now, which could end up staying forever, which soon will not contain tumah, and then forever people could theoretically mistakenly burn kachim after being on this improperly marked spot. The next Mishnah continued to explain the process that the Beis Din took in enforcing the Isra of Klein, the prohibition of growing two different species too close to each other. Zog the Mishnah, Amr Bihuda, V'rishayin ha'ya'okrin u'mashlichin lefneim. The Beis Din representatives would come in person and uproot the illegally planted produce. The violators still were not swayed, as they were benefiting by having their fields weeded by the Beis Din representative. And so Beis Din instituted that if the violations were not corrected, Beis Din would simply render the fields hefker, ownerless. The Gemara then questioned the authority that Beis Din has to render someone's property ownerless. Minayin shehefker Beis Din hefker? The Gemara answered by bringing a pasuk in Ezra which states, whoever would not heed Ezra's calling would have their possessions repossessed by the Beis Din. The Gemara then questioned whether produce that was rendered ownerless is exempt from maestras, similar to a regular field that is hefker. Uminayin de betura mina maestras. The Gemara tried to prove this from a case of where Beis Din makes a Shemitah year into a leap year, which adds another month of hefker to the land. However, the Gemara then refuted this proof, as a leap year is mandated by the Torah to keep the holiday of Pesach in the spring, and thus cannot be comparable to our case. The Gemara then brought a proof from a Mishnah in Peah. Gedish shaloi loiket tachtav, kala negis ba'aretz harehin shalanim. If someone did not leave the requisite leket, the produce that fell while harvesting for the poor, as the Torah commands, then the Chacham make the entire lower layer of the produce hefker for the aniyim. In such a case, the leket that the Chacham have made hefker is pater from meiser, because the Chacham have rendered the produce hefker. This provides clear proof that hefker Beis Din is pater from meiser. Our next Mishnah reverts back to the topic of machzah shekel, which is the main topic of our masechta. Zog the Mishnah. On the 15th of Adar, the money changers would already be setting up tables all around the country for the purpose of converting everyone's monies into half-shekel coins. From the 25th of Adar, tables were also set up in the Beis HaMikdash to show that the Trumas Halishka was but a few days away. Once the 25th of Adar came, the Beis Din representatives would go out to enforce collection amongst the general population. Es mi mashkinim, from whom would the Beis Din collect by force? Leviim v'Yisraelim gerim v'avadim mishochron. Aval loy nashim v'avadim mukhtanim, but not women, minors, and slaves. Eim mashkinim es hakehanim mimnei darchishalom. The Beis Din would not enforce the collection by the kahanim. Heid ben Buchri b'Yavna, kolkoin sheshoikel einachete, meaning that kahanim may participate in the machzah shekel, however they are not required to do so. Rabbi Yochanan Zaka disagrees and says, kolkoin sheinashoikel chayte, kahanim must participate as well in the machzah shekel. The Mishnah had said, ein mashkinim es hakatanim. The Gemara clarified that while we do not enforce collection from a minor, we do ask him to donate. A minor for machzah shekel is someone under 20 years of age, but one who has at least reached maturity, which is at approximately 13 years of age. The Gemara quoted Rav Berechia, who brought teachings from Rav Yechon Mitzaka's opinion, that even kahanim are obligated to bring machzah shekel. I'm Rav Berechia. Tamin Rav Yechon Mitzakai, ze yitnu, yud be shvatim yitnu. The pasuk by machzah shekel says ze yitnu. Rav Yechon Mitzaka learns out that ze, which is the numerical value of 12, meaning all 12 tribes, including the kahanim, need to bring the machzah shekel. Bichem Zake further explained that the kahanim erroneously learned the pasuk, v'chol minchas koyin kol tia loy soichel, which teaches that the offering of a koyin must be burned and not eaten. And so, if they participate in the machzah shekel, then every korban would be considered a minchas koyin by token of the fact that they have a part in funding the public karbonis, and nothing would be able to be eaten. Bichem Zake explains that their mistake is that this pasuk is only referring to a private carbon by the kahanim, but not a public carbon, and so they may participate in the machzah shekel, and the karbanos would not take on the status of a minchas kohen, but it would rather be a regular carbon sibur. The Gemara brought two separate teachings on the pasuk kalo ivra al pekudin, one of Rabbi Yehuda and one of Rabbi Nechemia. Chadamer called the other b'yama yitin. One holds that the pasuk means that whoever passed through the yamsuf, meaning all of Klal Yisrael, need to bring the machzah shekel. This view supports Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'chadamer called the other al pikudaya yidin. The other holds that only those people who passed before Moshe Rabbeinu in this counting are obligated machzah shekel. This is to exclude kahanim and levim, to whom Moshe Rabbeinu went to their tents in order to count them. This is consistent with the view of a ben Buchri, who holds that kahanim are not required to bring the machzah shekel.